Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, October the 3rd. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 3.25 cents at 680 3/4. December wheat down 9.5 cents at 912. And November beans up 9.25 cents at 1374. The crude oil closed up 414 a barrel here today. That helped the bean oil up almost 2 cents, closed up a dollar. Closed up a penny 78 here at 63.34. That certainly helped the beans rally. The beans rallied as much as 15 cents off the early lows. Closed 9.25 higher here. Wasn't bad action. The export inspections were okay on the beans, 575. Good on the corn, 662. And good on the wheat at 666 3/4. But despite the lower number in the beans, they led the way here. Wheat, as I mentioned, closed down 9.25 cents or 9.5 cents. Why did the wheat close lower here today with the dollar down 42 ticks? I really don't have a good explanation for that. There wasn't much talk about Russia and Ukraine, though Ukrainians seem to be making more and more headway against the Russians. And unless Putin does something nuclear, I think the Russians have got big, big problems there. And we don't know that both the Russians and Ukrainians are selling grain out here. So maybe without Russia doing anything stupid, the grains moved a little bit lower here, at least in the wheat. Corn market was supported by the crude oil to some extent and the lower dollar. Really didn't see too much out here. Crop progress shows that 20% of the corn is harvested versus 22 on average. 22% of the beans have been harvested versus 25 on average. Both the corn ratings and the soybean ratings were unchanged from last week, which means I don't think there'll be any more crop ratings this late in the season. So, overall, we had the big rally in the Dow Jones up 765, gold rallied 30 bucks an ounce, silver up $1.73. The market acted like the recession's over. I disagree with that. Higher crude oil prices are going to lead to higher gas prices. We still have a mountain of debt, which is getting bigger and bigger. Inflation seems pretty rampant to me. So I don't think we've solved the problem, but I think what we did have was a good start to the month. We'll see if we can finish out the month as good as we started it. But overall, I'm not too enthusiastic about this being the final lows in the Dow Jones, though we did have key reversals in the Dow futures and in the S&P futures. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.